Oh, no. And she said, you need to go to the doctor's, pest. And so I went to the doctor's on the Tuesday morning, and she was really good, quite a lovely older lady, and dealt with me severely, really. She said, you need to go to the hospital. I thought, oh, you know, make an appointment. She said, now, the ambulance is on its way. So that is a bit of a shock. And I went outside to phone Chris, and she was panicky because I was walking fast. So I couldn't get a signal in the surgery. So I ran back in. Did she tell me off? Next minute, I'm in the ambulance, and it started. And I had surgery. It was a triple bypass in Blackpool. Something good is in Blackpool. This fantastic heart-type hospital. So here I am, 2.5 stone less. Isn't that nice? I've begun to eat demonic brown bread, which is really nice, actually. It's all right, actually. Except today we had white toast, but it's all right. And anyway, it goes on and on. But I'm okay, and Chris is doing well. Her mum died about a year ago, exactly. And so with that, which was a long, long thing, and then this with me, she's been good. And we have living heroes, don't we? We do have living heroes, and she's one of mine, and I'm going to cry in a minute, but who cares? So here I am, and thinking, I'm not through it, really. It's only 8 or 9 months. It's going to be a year plus, isn't it? And I'm all tender down my sternum, so watch how you hug me. I mean, this is healing of this breastbone. Don't YouTube it, because there is an operation, not mine, there is one on there that our eldest daughter saw. She's mad. And it, never mind. So here we are, so thank you very much. And I'm on the train, not now, but I will be later, and being driven around a bit, so Network Rail is all right, except I missed my connection yesterday, but other than that, it's all right. So I can sleep and study and talk and read, and it's good, isn't it? And it's nearly as cheap, probably as cheap as diesel, isn't it? So go on the train! Yeah. So I was thinking, when you were calling out names of sort of how you saw God, I was thinking of the compound names of God. Do you think of the compound names of God? Tell me one or two. Jehovah dash...
Jireh.
Jireh, yeah. Not Jairo, but Jireh, of course, yeah. There's a whole bunch of them, but I read the other day, I mean this reverently without disrespect, but this person said there's another one, and this is God, it's Jehovah Sneaky. Have you come across that one? Well, that got a good laugh, didn't it? Yeah. But it's true, it's sort of like God sets you up. I mean, he knows the plans he has for you. Where is he? And it's true. And I'm thinking, Lord, what is all this about? As if he doesn't know. But he does. And I feel like some of you are there, just about getting set up for something good. You know, look at these young men. There they are. Look. 1, 2, 3. God's setting you up for something good, men. He really is. I'm just so pleased. It's good to see them, isn't it? Yes, you all said with joy in your hearts. Listen, you get Chris and Louise out here, stirring you all up, sparking all over the place. We're all giggling, and you're not going to go down into... You're doomed, are you? Please don't. Don't. The other thing I saw, Peter was probably born again about 100... No, about... you know, 53 years, I'm nearly right. So, you know, back... I'll tell you about me in a minute, because it goes into what I want to say. Oh, thank you, Sweetie Pops. Yeah, Sweetie Pops. I feel like God is wanting to honour you, because this man is a man of wisdom, isn't he? He's a wise old owl. He is, and I feel like I just wanted to say that there is such an anointing. If there's a gift that not you have, that you are, is wisdom. Do you know, here's one reason, because he's been flexible. Back there, I was too rigid. I knew it all, didn't we? We knew it all. We almost knew the date when Jesus was coming back.
I used to know it all.
That's exactly it. He used to know it all. I was like that. Now I don't know what I know. But you see, the flexibility that this man has enabled God to release you into being wisdom. course he'll get things wrong like the rest of us, but it's wisdom. And I just wanted to say that because I feel it's really important that you know that. So line up and go to him. You won't charge £20 an hour, will you? Do it free, yeah. But it's, and I think it's so important in the church, that kind of thing, don't you? All right, then. So we're starting now, okay?